One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. We live in a digital world, but I was born analog. Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. Podcast number 99. This one has some interesting flavor because it's really based in our current and present digital existence. Computers, digital music, old school CDs, iPads, smartphones, the list goes on and on and on. We just live digitally, all the social media, hyper-compression, so many great stories from the past, sci-fi stories about how we're living and how we're gonna be living, apparently as a projection, 1984, THX 1138, Brave New World kind of stuff. And on one level, it is true, especially here in America where our average is on the cutting edge. Maybe globally, people don't live the way that we live by default, being born in the United States. But we do live very digitally, and I spend an incredible amount of time in front of a computer or looking at my phone or iPad or my laptop, and then I podcast. I have all this other digital equipment that I work on. I make my living on a computer as a professional graphic designer. So yes, I spend a lot of time in front of a machine, And I've been a professional designer for 23 years. So I've been using Macintosh that long. I'm just a fan of the digital world. That's where I live. I build websites. I do all that stuff. And then most of our interactions nowadays tend to be on phone. We're looking at digital signage. People are sending information via email. It's just, wow. It is a very real thing. However, I am old enough to remember when there wasn't really all of this at our metaphorical fingertips. Being born in 1968, when I was 10 years old, it was 1978, I grew up playing outside. I grew up near a train yard. I grew up just having fun with friends outside. Mostly I grew up riding my bicycle. Yes, my bicycle. All of a sudden, the Queen song Bicycle comes to mind. And literally, I mean just growing up playing outside. And then, of course, riding a bicycle, no pads, no helmet, no nothing, just going big air, taking hard falls. We just learned to take hits, grinding all of that, grinding across the street. Craziness. Spent a lot of time outside. I had to say it again. I had to remind myself because now I spend a lot of time inside. Craziness. But I'll tell you, I have been spending the majority of my life making a living on a computer. Again, as a graphic designer, digital illustrator, digital sculptor, digital artist, whatever you want to call it, this is what I do professionally. I spend time on a machine. Now, I got to give credit to my mama and my papa because they had some foresight way back in the day. My dad was born and raised in Italy in the early 40s. My mom was born and raised in Mexico. Probably my dad was born and raised in the mid-30s. And then my mom was born and raised in Mexico. They immigrated to the United States, met in Indiana at a dance, fell in love, and voila, here I am. But way back in the day, my parents brought home a Commodore 64 computer. And that had to be, wow, 1982, 1983-ish? I can't quite remember the year, but yes, yeah, they brought that back. And we had Atari, we had Pong, we had the original Pong. Get back. My parents were just, must have been the sci-fi that my dad was into. I grew up sci-fi, comic books, great memories of my dad taking us to all the sci-fi movies, superhero stuff. And then I think part of that leaked over into just an appreciation of computers. So they came home with one day, and it basically changed my life, and certainly the life of my younger brother. We just spend a lot of time on computers. And, you know, sometimes I thank my mother for bringing that Commodore 64 computer home, because that has just laid the foundation of pretty much my entire professional existence as a graphic designer. I'm pretty comfortable on a computer. And I give credit to my parents. So yes, my first computer back in the early 80s was a Commodore 64. And man, did we throw down. My brother was mostly into coding, right? I never caught the coding bug. He was starting to design his simple little games. But my friends and I, we all had Commodore 64s, and we played video games galore. And then not only that, we were bootlegging early back in the day, had illegal copying software. We would copy people's games. You know, we had the 5-inch floppy disks. This is what we were rocking back in the day, 5-inch floppy disks, bootlegging video games. And, you know, one of the ones I remember really just Lode Runner was just the video game galore. But we spent so much time playing video games, working on computers, playing with computers. And I'll tell you, this I want to bring up, because things happen so fast nowadays. But when my brother and I, when we wanted to play a video game or do something like that, we actually had a plug-in modem, basically, into our machine that was for a cassette tape. We had to load software from a cassette into our computer. And we're not talking a lot here. 8-bit booyah, nothing really going on there compared to what we're pushing today. And it would take 5.5 hours to load. I have such a vivid, fond, great memory of hanging out with my younger brother, and we wanted to play some video game on our Commodore 64, and we found the cassette, and we put it in, and we hit the load button, the play button, and knew it'd be 5 hours before that game was loaded. Yeah, we went outside and played. You know, at that time, I just spent a lot of time outside playing baseball with my friends, hanging out outside, kicking it near the train tracks, the train yard, the viaducts, going for walks, bicycling, and then coming back and playing video games. And that went, you know, pretty much through high school. When I was in high school in South Bend, Indiana, at St. Joseph High School, a lot of my friends went to LaSalle. And mostly I hung out with the people that I grew up near, and we just did video games and computer stuff. And that basically laid the foundation. Excuse me. After I graduated from high school, I attended Indiana University, and the majority of their computer labs were all Macintosh. All Macintosh. Starting in 1987, I used a Mac and I never looked back. I rarely use PCs. My whole life has been pretty much Commodore 64 and Apple computers. And I simply love it. I simply love it. And it's so interesting to be born analog. I grew up on records, vinyl, baby. I grew up on that stuff. I grew up on cassette tape. I grew up on 8-tracks. I grew up playing outside. But I live my life digitally right now. I mean, I build websites. I'm looking at my computer right now, recording this podcast. You know, and I'm going to process it later, all online. I mean, not online, all on a computer. Everything is done digitally. I have a digital camera. I process imagery. I do stuff on eBay. I sell stuff online. Do you know that I have been buying and selling things online since 1992? Check that out. 1992. This is pre-World Wide Web, official name, World Wide Web. When I was buying and selling stuff online, they were just all FTP sites. No images, just all copy. This was pre-PayPal stuff. But while I was at Indiana University, I got my love for Macintosh computers. And at that time, I'm kicking it with my good friends at Indiana University, giving a shout out right now to my good friend Sean and my good friend Eric. You guys know who you are. But I'm just thinking about them right now. They're very, very good, dear friends of mine. And at the same time, I'm just rocking the computer lab, taking care of stuff, getting stuff done, doing very basic word processing things. And even though Illustrator, I think, was around 89, something like that, can't quite remember, I don't think I was using it then. No, it wasn't until, it was actually quite some time later. I'm not quite sure when Illustrator, the graphic design software, was first introduced, but yeah, I was rocking the Mac. And then eventually I moved to Seattle. I finished my collegiate career at the University of Washington. I moved in with a couple of great chaps, Niles and Stacy. These guys are still very, very, very dear friends of mine. And I remember Stacy bought he bought one of the original Apple computers. I can't remember what it was. Hold on. Okay. I think he had the Apple IIc or something right around there. But yeah, it was just so cool. And I was like, oh yeah, I love Macintosh, was using his computer. And then at the University of Washington, I'm using their computer labs. And mostly at this time, I'm just gravitating towards all the Macintosh computers. And I took a class. I earned my degree, my Bachelor of Arts in Sociology. And I took a class on informational technology and how it affects society. And we were spending a lot of time just talking about the digital age. Email was still a fairly new thing in 1991. A lot of people weren't using it. It wasn't on business cards at the time. It just wasn't the way that it is right now. And at that time, he had just, I think Web crawler just came out, and we were talking about this conglomeration that at that time it wasn't called the internet or the World Wide Web, but we were just talking about FTP sites and how to connect to them. And that's when I started buying and selling bike parts online. And I'll tell you, I haven't stopped selling stuff online since 1992. Yeah, I remember the first thing that I bought online was a pair of titanium brakes for my mountain bike, and I sold some Shimano gear on there, and I was buying and selling little parts. And it's really interesting because at that time there was no pictures. You could only give a description, and then there was just a common agreement that I'm going to send you a check, you're going to send me the goods. It was all on the honor system. This was pre-PayPal. So funny. At that time, I probably should have been buying domain names and investing in PayPal and Apple and all of that. But I missed that wave. And I missed that wave, but that's okay because I still got a lot of great digital foundational stuff there. And then when I moved to Boise, I realized I should probably go into graphic design as an artist. And then what did I do? I borrowed some money from my parents and I started doing graphic design work. And what computer did I buy? Macintosh. And then 2 years later, I got my job at the federal government, the one that I've been at for the last 20 years. And the whole time I've been there, we used Macintosh machines. I've seen 20 years of Macintoshes go by, and actually longer than that. I mean, way back since 1987, since I started using them. And now it's just all digital. I mean, basically, I can do almost everything from my phone. Got GarageBand on my phone. I use an iPhone, of course. Can take video, can upload, can do everything from there. And then Adobe, the Creative Cloud, they're doing great stuff. I mean, they're doing great stuff for phone application. But basically, I'm a big desktop fan, doing graphic design work. I need a little more space, that kind of stuff. But it's really interesting to spend so much time in a digital existence, but reflect upon my old school, what I say is analog flavor, right? LPs, vinyl, records, 45s, cassettes, 8-tracks. My old school friend John W, he had a reel-to-reel player. I mean, this is where I grew up. And even today I have a 1912 Victor Victrola talking machine, a record player, a wind-up. It's totally mechanical. It's not even analog, right? It doesn't even have an electronic overtone. It's a hand crank. And the albums aren't even vinyl. They're shellac. I mean, I'm pro old school. I love antiques. I just love spool cabinets and map cabinets and like music sheet cabinets, anything along those lines, any file cabinets, anything old school I like because I got that overtone. But yet at the same time, I'm way modern. I'm way contemporary. I do so much in the digital world. And it's, you know what? It's been quite the adventure, and I am so grateful. Well, to be the age that I am, I love getting older because the alternative basically, well, sucks. But as a result of that, I spend so much time reminiscing and reflecting on my analog upbringing and playing outside and having fun and doing all that kind of stuff. And then now just spending all my time on a computer. Everything that I do, I'm doing digitally. We spend so much time on our smartphones and things like that. And it's just interesting to see the digital revolution unfold. Unfold, right? Talk about the Industrial Revolution. But then now we're in this new one, the digital revolution. And it's just, wow, it is a real, real thing. And to be able to see and exist before that really took a foothold. Of course, all that's going on before, it's affecting me as a consumer, especially as a young boy. But in a real way, I saw a great part of that come into existence. And then unfold before our eyes into the world that I'm living in right now, creating this podcast digitally, going to upload it digitally, and you're most likely going to be listening to it digitally. And I have spent my whole professional career using computers. And I just want to say again that I give credit to my mother and father for being wise enough and having enough foresight and enough vision to bring those computers home, because they have really, truly made a difference in my life. And now I'm actually not doing so much design work anymore. I'm moving into the IT department. So now I'm working on Macs in a whole different light. And this is basically one of the reasons why I've been thinking about this, especially the last couple days, because I have to do a bunch of Macintosh troubleshooting and just dealing with all this just deeper back-end Mac stuff that front-end users don't normally do. We're talking Mac IT work. And it's just bringing all this to the forefront. So I was really giving it a lot of thought today. I was really giving it just some deep, deep contemplation. And then I was reflecting again on my whole existence digitally and how it started back in the day of analog. Long live analog! Yeah, I just love old school stuff. And now I'm just on a new adventure in the digital world. I see this lasting quite some time. Quite some time. Will I ever let go of anything digital? No. Will I ever give up my affinity for all things old, pro, old school analog? No. I even have some, okay, let me tell you, I even have some old school Leslie rotating speakers. Yo, I got two of them. Yeah, I hustled big time to get those. And, they're tube amps. Oh, they're warm and fuzzy. Oh, they're so great. They're so great. One day I'll get them out of storage, but until then, they're just going to sit there for a while and increase in value. I love breaking that old stuff out. I even have an old Hammond organ. I don't have the B3. No, I have the M3. I got the B3's little brother. It's a great organ. And for a one-handed guy rocking the organ, that might be a little bit weird. And it's funny that I'm bringing that up because I've been wanting to do this podcast on how I'm musically inclined as an artist, but I'm not necessarily a musician. And if you ask my brother, who's a classical guitarist, if I'm a musician, he'll be the first to say no. But I have played an accordion on stage and a didgeridoo and a crackle box, and I even have a theremin. So, no, I'm not a musician, but I'm an artist that makes music. And that's been the podcast that I've been wanting to do for a while, but haven't. And this one just popped up. And sometimes I want to share with you just what's going on in my life right now. And this is what's happening right now. I'm thinking analog, but living digitally. So let me give it up one time. I live in the digital world, but long live analog. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.